Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to The Medium at Large. Today is May 17th, 2017. I am Susan Abair. I'm a psychic medium. I was trained in Lilydale, New York and Stansted, England by some of today's best mediums over the last 20 years. I'm going to try not to make them regret their efforts tonight, and I'm going to need your help to do that. As I talk to each one of you, and we will hopefully get to four or five at least, and we'll keep going as long as we can. We have a 30-minute show. I will ask for your first name, and tuning into the sound of your voice and the vibration of your first name, we'll look to see who's in spirit around you. As soon as you recognize the person we're bringing through and say so, the vibration will ramp up and the signal will increase for us, so we'll be able to bring more through for you. So you'll want to definitely, if you think you know who we're talking about, say so. If you can take most of the information, say what you can take, and we're going to go from there. Sometimes we get more information than we have for one person, and that tends to indicate a second person in spirit stepping in and the two standing close together. So if that's the case, let me know. We'll separate them out, and we'll do them one at a time. Now, we do have a live show here tonight, and it's followed by a 15-minute question and answer session over on Facebook Live. So as soon as our show is over, pop over to Facebook. It's facebook.com/susan.avair. And we'll have 15 minutes for you to ask any questions you like about tonight's show. I won't do more readings there, but I will answer questions about the process or in general about psychic readings or mediumship. So that's the time and the place to do that. facebook.com/susan.avair. Here I will take as many calls as I can. Readings will not be real long in the effort to try to get to as many people as we can and bring evidence through that your loved ones are very much alive, very much still with you, and very much still love you. For a longer session, you can always contact me through my email address, avair@gmail.com, or you can go to the website, mediumatlarge.com, and we can set up a reading. We work by phone all over the world, and if you would like to come by to the office and get a spirit portrait drawn with your reading, I am located between Seattle and Vancouver in the Pacific Northwest. Now, tonight's topic, we're going to talk about a little bit the process too, and tonight's topic is clairvoyance. What is it, and how does it work? First, what is clairvoyance? Clairvoyance is one of the ways that a psychic receives information and a medium gets information from spirit. Other ways include clairaudience, which is the sense of hearing, clairgustance, the sense of tasting, clairolfaction, the sense of smell, clairsentience, which is sensing or knowing, and clairtangency, a sense of touch. All of these ways of sensing spirit exist, and many of you have had some experience with some of these. Some of you have had experience with all of them. We will cover each of these, but tonight we're talking about clairvoyance, which is clear seeing. And now a little funny story about clairvoyance. About 20 years ago, I wanted to improve my clairvoyance, so I practiced an intense 30-day meditation program of manifestation by Wayne Dyer. And so the effort was to, to om in the morning while asking for clairvoyance, you know, clear vision, and to ah in your meditation in the evening. You had these chants that you did every morning and every evening. And in between, you had to watch all of your thoughts. And I followed all of the instructions very carefully, and I thought, for sure, I'm going to increase my clairvoyance. And on the 31st day, my clairvoyance itself did not technically increase, but I found myself with a sudden, unexpected opportunity to get a rush job of LASIK surgery. And so I got clear vision in a completely unexpected way. So I guess the moral of that story is be very careful what you ask for. I have no doubt I accidentally manifested the LASIK surgery. So clairvoyance is basically seeing an image in your mind's eye. If it's psychic information, it's coming from the person in front of you or the one you're connecting to who's in the living. If it is mediumship, it is coming from someone in spirit. Other than that, it looks and feels the same. Now, what does it look like? It's not outside of yourself. It is seeing something within your own head space. So here's a way you can experience clairvoyance. Do this with me now. Close your eyes and picture an apple. You've seen them before, so it should come to you. If you're seeing it internally, using a function very much like imagination, which, clairvoyance works very similarly to imagination. It's not exactly the same thing. We'll talk about the difference on another show. But that is what clairvoyance is like. Do all psychics and mediums see things internally? I'm going to say yes. And I have a theory about this. You'll hear some people say they see externally. But I believe what's happening is you get the information quickly and sometimes totally out of left field. And if your eyes are open, the information appears to overlap what you are physically looking at, and therefore, because it comes and goes quickly, you perceive it as being out there in space in front of you. I think if the impression is strong enough and sudden enough and startling enough, you might really think you're seeing it externally, but although I've had this happen a few times, I don't think that's what it really was. I think it was internal. I think I just projected it. And so for me and for most mediums and psychics I know, the images that we get are usually internally visible. Now, as I say, that's a theory. Nobody knows for sure. It's kind of hard to prove whether it's internal or external. Most mediums say they do not see things externally, and I believe this is why. They're able to tell it's an internal image. I think most of the time you can easily tell. Some say they do see it externally. I think it's just they're seeing it very intently and the brain is projecting an image to the environment. So that would answer that question, I hope. Now, if this theory is correct, it means that all clairvoyance is internal but can appear to be external. So now on to the readings. And I will take your call, tune into the sound of your voice, and the energy of your first name. And first up, we have Kathy. How are you doing this evening, Kathy?
Great. How are you tonight?
Very good. Thank you. Okay. Good. So, Kathy, as I'm tuning into the sound of your voice, the sense that I have is that you have a gentleman in spirit who would have had great difficulty with balance towards the end of his lifetime. I get a sense that either there was a stroke or something else involved, that balance was an issue. I think falling down would have happened. Would you understand this information?
Possibly, yeah.
Okay. I have the sense that this is a person who walked still, but had some difficulty in walking in a direct line. Does that make sense to you?
I'm trying to figure out which one it is, who it is.
Okay. If we have more than one person that had this information, I would say the likely scenario is these two gentlemen are coming in together. I would say they also have a connection to each other. Do you understand? Two men in spirit then who had this issue, balance and walking in a straight line.
Yes.
We have one who had trouble like controlling his feet, his legs. Picking up his leg and picking up his foot, it kind of clopped down. I don't know if this is one of those things they call drop foot or, you know, where the toe drops forward or if there was another issue going on. But would you understand which one of these men had that?
Yes.
Okay, was that Dad, please?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And the other gentleman coming through, would you understand that to be Dad's brother? Is that correct?
I think so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Because it feels like there were similar situations, but I don't think it was a family predisposition. I think it's a coincidence that they both developed those issues. Although they're now arguing it in front of me, and I'm going to say your uncle's theory is that they both had some psychological predisposition to it, in that I feel that your father had some questions about his direction in life and his direction towards the end of his life, feeling that upon retirement, this question of where am I going now? How do I still stay useful? Whereas your uncle had other issues of supporting himself emotionally and financially, and these things kind of manifested physically. Do you understand that information?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. I feel it's important that they came through with this information for you, not only to explain who they are, but that they still continue to exist, they're doing well, and furthermore, they've given a great deal of thought and they've talked to a lot of people about these situations. They're talking about the tie-in between the physical body and the emotional body, and they're saying that everybody has an emotional body as well as a physical body, and this gets highly technical, and we don't have time to go into all of that. It's something you could look up. But the way they're explaining it is they're saying that you personally need to think about that. And this ties in with the definition we gave for clairvoyance and my little story about, you know, trying to manifest clairvoyance, because I don't know if it's you or somebody around you has been saying that they're tired of something or that they're sick of something. Do you understand that?
That would be me.
Okay. I feel like it's been, I'm sick of this. I'm really sick of this, and I'm sick and tired of this. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I'm sick of work.
Okay, thank you. Well, they want you to be careful about your choice of words, because you're imprinting accidentally upon your emotional body. And you don't want your physical body to manifest illness as a result of that. So it would be better for you to change your wording. I've had enough. I'm ready to do something else. Make it a positive. You know what I'm saying? You can get across the same message, but turn it into something positive, keeps you on the safe side. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much. I'm glad you were here tonight. Please do call in again. And we're going to go to the caller. So stay on the line. Okay, and next, let's see here, we go to, hopefully, hi, is this Lisa?
Yes, hi, thank you for taking my call.
Oh, I'm very glad to do that. Thank you so much for calling in. Lisa, I need to tune into the sound of your voice, so I'm going to ask you to say your name for me clearly, please.
Lisa.
Okay. And Lisa, you have mom in spirit, is that correct?
No, there's a mother energy of it.
Okay, so I'm going to say there's a woman in spirit connected to you who knew you from when you were young and didn't call you Lisa, but had a nickname, something like it, like short, like Lise or Liesel. Lisa La, something diminutive. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Would you understand this being a very gentle person who is kind of slow speaking, slow in their speech patterns? Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
I also feel she was the kind of woman who would have bent down, stooped down to talk to you. She didn't just address you from standing up straight, looking down, go here, do that. She crouched down and talked to you on your level. Do you understand that?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Thank you. And what is her actual connection? Because she comes across like a mom, but not a mom. What is her actual connection here?
She would have been a great aunt.
Thank you. And she had difficulty with her teeth. Is that correct?
She might have.
I want to say she's patient. She had some kind of a partial denture thing. Okay, I'm sure that's not the technical term for it, but what I'm feeling is some of her teeth weren't there, and there was this device that I feel like it gets pressed up and sucks right up to the gums, and it has teeth, but she could take it in and out of her mouth without difficulty. Does that make any sense to you with her?
If she had that, she might have done that in private without me seeing it.
If she brings it up now, I want to say you have somebody in the living who can corroborate this for you and say,
okay.
Yes, I know about this. You want to verify that way. Those kinds of pieces of evidence are lovely to get because it shows I'm not reading your mind, okay? So these are golden.
Okay.
So you have an opportunity to check this one out. I also feel she was a giggler. That is, she liked to giggle. She would say something and be amused by it or amused by you, and she didn't just laugh. She actually giggled. Do you remember this?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I do.
She connects to your mother. Is that correct?
She's next to my mother?
She connects to mother. I don't know if she is directly related because I feel like she might be on dad's side of the family, but somehow she draws a line to your mother. Do you understand that she's
yeah.
dad's side of the family, but she somehow
That's...
felt close to your mom or had a soft,
yeah.
you know, warm spot in her heart for your mom, that sort of thing. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah,
Thank
absolutely.
You.
What you said, yeah, rings completely true.
Also, I feel like she not only enjoyed your mom, but your mom spent extra time with her, gave her special attention that not everybody did, because I guess she was a bit older than most folks around, and she kind of
yeah.
got shut in the background. But your mom didn't treat her like that. Your mom always treated mm-hmm. her like a valued guest and a cherished part of the family. And so for that,
yes.
this lady is forever grateful. I feel like it's important that she tell you to pass her regards along to your mother, especially as much as she enjoyed you. Your mother is something very special to her and dear to her heart are the words she's giving me. So dear to my heart. So please pass that on. The other thing is she's talking about giving you books to read. Did she give you these little books with like silver or gold spines on them? You know, these like pictures on the front and back, cardboardy covers, and little like silver trim on the end, the edgings. Does that make sense?
I know the book that you're talking about, but I don't have memory of that. What I do have memory are her kindness toward me.
Talking about reading a story to you about ducks, little ducks.
Yeah, she may have, and I just don't recall it. I recall, as a matter of fact, I'm surprised she even came through right now but it kind of makes sense because I've been thinking about how kind she was to me when I was a child.
When we think of our loved ones in spirit, it magnetically works to draw them closer to us. So it's not surprising at all. Also, was she the one who liked, I don't know if this is sensen or some kind of weird lavender flavor stuff?
You know, to me, from the time I knew her, from the time I was little, she had her fragrances, and I don't know what they were, but she was just an old lady to me, but she was so kind. You know, she was just a very kind.
Yeah, it's like she smells purple to me. And so I want to say it's either lavender or lilac, but one of those purple flower things scents that would have been connected
yeah.
with. Okay. She comes across with that. I have to say she was always intrigued by working with spirit. The whole metaphysical thing intrigued her. Okay, so I don't know how much you know about her, but you do a little investigation, and I think you will find she visited somebody with a Ouija board and somebody who read tea leaves. And she always got
a
pleasure with this kind of stuff. It's a giggly, fun, girlish thing that she did with her friends. Okay, so probably not greatly talked about, but again, any piece they give, you can check out. There has to be verification for it because they are very good about handing out evidence that can be verified, because that's what this is all about for us, to know for sure.
Okay.
Okay. Also, something about lemons. Who had the lemon bush or the lemon tree?
Who has it now?
Who had one at that time? Somebody had a lemon bush or a lemon tree. Because there's fresh lemons in this.
Well, I know who has one now, but as far as back then, she may have.
Okay, you've also got somebody, because somebody else just piped up, another woman in spirit, talking about she had little lemon-looking soaps in her bathroom. They look like little lemons, but they were fancy soaps for visitors.
You know, I'm glad that you're saying another woman, because when you were talking about the woman that enjoys, she enjoyed dabbling, you know, with the other side, it took me to another great aunt. And so that's that you said that, you know, because, she liked lemon.
Soaps. Okay. So,
yes.
But I
she likes
lemon. She likes lemon scented things. I feel she went out of her way to do things with lemon scented, you know, lemon scented pledge and lemon scented dishwashing stuff.
Yes.
And all of them.
Yes.
But
because
she said lemons are fresh and clean, and she wanted her house to be clean. That's what she's saying here. I think she had lemon floor cleaner too. So she was all about that. In fact, she may well have had a yellow kitchen as well, because to her the whole color is bright, cheerful, and clean.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but a very sweet lady, but she definitely wanted to make a point of stepping in and coming through too. And she's quite chatty. So.
Yeah.
Apparently, you had a whole section of the family that was very chatty and very sociable, and she's part of that group. You also have a very quiet section of the family. They're not talkers. They're not much for gatherings. She says it's still the same way on the other side right now. Same people are being chatty, and the same people who are keeping to themselves still do. She says,
wow.
Oh, no, some things never change. this is what she has along. She just wants you to know very much that you are loved. You are so loved, she said. You are so loved, and you always were and you always will be. It's important to her that you understand that there is life, that it does continue on, and that nobody and nothing dies, she says.
Oh, wow. She's picking up some thoughts of mine. That's good.
You quit your worrying about it, she said. I don't know if you've been fretting or worrying, but those are the words that I'm being given. She says, no need to worry and fret about that. Pay attention to other things, because that's taken care of. You're okay there. Okay. Well, thank you so much calling tonight. Have a wonderful evening and stay on the line and listen into the rest of the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for what you do.
Oh, you're so welcome. Okay. And next, we have, I think, Donna. Is that correct?
Hi, yes. This is Donna. How are you?
Very good. Thank you for calling in tonight. Could you say your name loud and clearly for me again, please?
Sure. My name is Donna.
Thank you. You have, interesting, do you have like German-connected people associated to you? Because you had somebody who just called you, of all things, Donner. Not Donna. He said Donner because it's the way he pronounced it. Do you understand, like, he would pronounce his A at the end like an R? Like, instead of hundred, he would have said hunnert. And instead of Donna, he says Donner. And so if you think about it, this man had a very deep, gravelly voice. Do you understand this guy?
No, I'm thinking maybe it was my grandfather who was German. I never met him, but, I mean, it could be.
Because you feel like he talks about you as little Donner. Now, you must have been one of several grandchildren for him. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Because I feel like he had to keep track of numbers. He had a large group to keep track of who's who.
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
He must have had several children himself. Is that right? And each one of them had several kids?
I don't know. My parents had 8 kids, and then my father's side of the family, there were 6.
Okay,
and then they had kids.
I call that big families, because the way he talks to me about it, it's like multiplication tables. He's a funny guy, too. He has a real wicked sense of humor, very dry. And he flashed me a picture of rabbits. He said, "We are like rabbits. We multiply."
Oh, funny.
What a riot. I feel like this is a guy who would tell a joke with a straight face. But if you don't remember him specifically, I'm going to go to another connection that is coming through with him as well. I feel like one of his children, very important to you, that he brings through. And this is a gentleman. So I don't know if this is your dad.
My dad.
Thank you so much. And so if you would understand both him and a gentleman connected to him, both in spirit. These would be two boys. And I feel like either they were brothers or cousins, but they were so close and so much like each other and mischievous when young. Would you understand that?
One of their cousins? I don't know. I never met the uncles and aunts and all that. I just knew my father, and I didn't meet the grandparents.
Are you aware of stories about your dad and him hanging either with his brothers or his cousins? But I feel like there was a band of boys.
Yeah, he does have a younger brother that's on the other side too. Yes.
Because I want to say pranks and goofy stuff, like sticking
they
down
do
the
stuff
back
like
of
that.
Their skirts, things like that.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. Now, were they from, like, either a smaller town or the outskirts of town? Does that make sense to you?
They were from Flatbush, New York, which is a suburb, like.
Okay, because I feel like when Dad was young, he had access to a creek and mud and all kinds of fun stuff.
Yeah, I could see that.
Okay, and I feel like there was a little wooded area, and I'm being made to feel that it's like now, like a shopping mall or a shopping center or something very public. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, because I don't know your area, and I'm at the other end of the country, but this is what he's showing me. I feel like it's very important. He's talking about, now you have children as well, is that right?
No, I never got married, no kids.
Okay, then it must be you he's talking about. You have lost an appreciation for fun in simple ways. Does that make sense to
right.
you?
Yeah.
Okay, and he would love it if you would try to recapture some of that and take joy in simple things.
Because he's
not been happy lately, and he is of the opinion, I want to say, because those are the words he uses, I am of the opinion that the reason for that is you have raised your expectations to the point where nothing can meet them. Does that make sense to you? And so he's suggesting to you that you go back to simple pleasures and you will find your joy again. He says it's going to be all around you. You've been looking past it, not at it.
Okay.
Please do that and find your bliss again. Dad definitely says to say hello to everybody else, because I feel like you've got several of you still on this side.
Yes, that's okay. Correct.
So it's important to him to be remembered to the rest of the family. And he's talking about a letter. Somebody has a letter written by him?
Yes.
Okay, and so he's talking about that he knows about the letter, and he knows that somebody has a letter that they wrote to him and never gave him. It's like after he's gone, they wrote all of their thoughts and feelings. He wants you to let them know that he read it, he's aware of it, and everything's okay, and there are no hard feelings, nothing to be concerned about, because one of your siblings worries that, you know, it like asked his forgiveness for, you know, stuff that was very important to them at the time, but your dad says not a big deal and let it go.
I'll let them know.
Please do. I know we are running short on time and we're about to close. So please just take this opportunity to touch in with everyday things and talk to your kin, because you've got a ton of them. And the fun and the joy is in the love that is there all around you. And so quit looking past all the good stuff that's right at your doorstep. Okay?
All right.
Thank you so much, Donna. You have a wonderful evening, a great week, and hopefully we'll see you again next week. Take care.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're very, you too. Very welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
And so at this point, that is it for us. We're going to take off. We're headed over to facebook.com/susan.avare for a live question and answer. So if you have any questions about how this works, please join me over there. And we'll see you next week. And we will talk about another modality, another way that you can perceive people in spirit and information about and from people around you in the living as well. Have a wonderful evening, everybody. Bye-bye.